We get to finish this hour of The Exchange with some music. Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday Art segment, and this is something like First Friday Eve. We bring in Josh Gross, who's the music editor at the Rogue Valley Messenger, for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. We call it Rogue Sounds, and here's Josh, and thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Always a pleasure. Would it be more comfortable if I spoke in, like, dull monotone to, like, match the NPR? Always a pleasure, Jeffrey.
You have to admit, NPR has come along. I mean, although they still have the
I know they're
the
like
folks that make fun of them on Saturday Night Live with a great dish, a delicious dish.
Yeah, no, I know they've nearly caught up with like 1987, but you know, in general,
the Car Talk guys really made a big difference. I mean, as long as we came out of a humor segment, might as well mention the Car Talk guys. They proved that public radio can loosen up just a little bit. We owe everything to them.
Oh boy, I'm not even going to deconstruct that statement. Let's just go.
Okay, let's go. Red Hands, Black Feet.
Red Hands, Black Feet. This is literally one of my 10 favorite bands in the world.
I you know, it's not often you see a band will actually give a label to its own stuff. Dreamy post rock is what they call this.
Yeah, you know, I've known these guys and like interviewed them on and off for a number of years, and they've gone through a number of sort of like different descriptions of it. One that I really thought explained well is cinematic rock, mm-hmm. where it's like a lot of what they do is based, I mean, most of their songs are about 10 minutes long, and they're based on sort of like slowly building repeating motifs that kind of like rise and fall. And you know, when they would originally start writing them, they actually had a line graph that they would draw out to sort of like illustrate. They're like, all right, it's going to go down in tension here and then go up here, and they would plot them out kind of like you would the narrative or the plot story arc of a film. So it gave this very epic sweeping feel, and you know, it's something that you kind of would have to stick around, you know, for the 10 minutes to get the entire experience. But man, what a ride. So and these guys are one of my favorites. They played in Medford last night, but they're going to be up in Corvallis tomorrow night, or tonight. Tonight they're in Salem, I think, and then tomorrow they're going to be...
Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to be in Corvallis, and I know we broadcast up there, so I wanted to make sure to throw this out to people. Let's hear a little bit of them.
So that's Red Hands, Black Feet. You saw the show last night?
I did, yeah. It was fantastic. That bit we just heard, that's from their concept album about space travel. That's the part what's called re-entry. So they're starting to like come back in, and you just get this incredible feeling of like tension and excitement, and then it just builds into this huge wall of overdrive, like it's burning up, and just, oh, it's
exciting. Is that
exciting.
A bit of a risk, though? I mean, being an instrumental band?
Absolutely.
People expect vocals?
As they say in the record biz, I don't hear a single. You know, but like... But you know what? Like, if that's what's in your heart, who cares? You know, people don't need to understand it. If that's the music you want to play, it's great. But people do like it. I mean, what they play is generally referred to as post rock, and there was a big movement of bands that played post rock, which is, you know, generally a sort of long form instrumental, sort of sweeping, you know, like meandering, plodding, cinematic soundscapes, and they do quite well for themselves. I mean, most people in the rock world know Explosions in the Sky, for example, you know, and there was a lot of groups doing this, and they generally tour in the underground, but they're definitely not on the Billboard Top 40, but who cares? Most of the good stuff isn't, you know?
Sure. Red Hands, Black Feet, they'll be at the Bombs Away Cafe in Corvallis on Saturday, October 7th. Moves us on to an example of why you have to be careful in what you name your band, because when you go looking for pictures of Dancing Plague of 1518, I found a lot of pictures of dancing skeletons, which were representations of the actual Dancing Plague of 1518.
Yeah, but Jeffrey, that sounds pretty awesome. Like, that sounds like a bonus to me. Like, you just found a bunch of pictures of dancing skeletons. Like, that's a freebie.
Albrecht Dürer did our album cover.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's the problem? No, these guys are cool. They're from, it's one guy, but they're from Spokane. He's just doing, like, interesting sort of, like, synth, dark wave, you know, sort of, like, goth music, which not a lot of people are doing anymore because by and large, like, oh God, I don't want to hang out with that that scene. And he's just like, nah, I like this. This is what I do. And it's got some cool stuff in there. I asked him why we have an interview with him. It's going to be coming out in the paper. And I asked, you know, why did you name the band that? And he's like, I just thought it sounded cool. I was like, well, you, sir, are correct. So
I don't know. And did he research the Dancing Plague of
1518? Yeah, yeah. Just kind of came across it in history. And the Dancing Plague in 1518, if people don't know, I think it was somewhere in Germany.
Strasbourg,
Strasbourg. To about 2 months, people just started breaking into dancing, and they basically danced themselves to death, and no one ever really figured out why. I mean, it's probably some sort of like brain bug or something like that, or some sort of weird parasite, but I mean, it's not quite as weird as the Laughing Plague that took down some villages in Africa, but I think it's a pretty good name for a band.
Right? All right, so Goth or Dark Wave from Dancing Plague of 1518, let's hear some of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. I mean, there's a really sort of sweet melody in there, but then you got the electronic rhythm section that's really pounding things out in the background.
Yeah, that's what I think is cool about it. Is it's like, you know, if you were to sort of strip that away and like rearrange it into, you know, you would hear like a really great like basic melody and harmonic structure, but he's just using these really giant full sounding, you know, like synthesizers and has that great like vocal tone where it just sounds kind of anguished, you know, like he's got that Peter Murphy Bauhaus like my voice is pain, you know, like kind of thing, and that's it's expressive, you know, and it's emoting something. I think that really adds to it a lot.
It's one of those ones that instantly connected for me. It was like, this sounds like three people I used to listen to.
We just learned that Jeffrey is a closet goth. That's
a closet guy, yeah. I'm into the Dark Waves. Well, I'm into the Dancing Plague of 1518.
You have a picture, somewhere you have a picture of yourself with a Flock of Seagulls haircut, don't you?
I don't, honestly. I've always been fairly conservative with my hair. I mean, it got really long at times, but that was about it. So Dancing Plague of 1518, the band, not the event, will be at Johnny B's on October 17th. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Yep, Johnny B's in Medford on October 17th. That's going to be a good one.
What can you tell us? We're talking to Josh Gross, by the way, in our monthly Rogue Sound segment. He is the music editor for the Rogue Valley Messenger. So when he talks about the paper, that's the paper he means. Yak Attack. That is just a great name.
Yeah, these guys are from Portland, and they've been doing pretty well for themselves. They routinely like pack in the Good Foot, which is like kind of their home venue, which is a pretty marquee club in Portland at this point. I think it does like 400. They're sort of like they're kind of within like the jam music scene, but their big deal was that they wanted to do electronic music live, not like sequenced or, you know, like with computers, but they wanted to go out there with real instruments and they're gonna play electronic music, and they do some pretty cool stuff. Like one of their guys, he has actually a very rare instrument. It's basically a MIDI xylophone where you play the xylophone, but it cues, you know, sounds from the computer so we can, like, you know, like make it sound like whatever, which is a really unusual, like, technique.
So with MIDI, you could, like, have a brass band sounding every time you hit the xylophone.
Yeah, I mean, MIDI is, like, I'm trying not to get too deep into the weeds, but it's basically like a keyboard, and you just, you know, you tell the computer what you want each of the keys to mean. And so you can, anything, like, can trigger it, you know, can signal it. You say, I'm gonna touch this thing over here. Every time I hang up the phone, I want it to make this noise or something. But, you know, and then you tell the computer what you want. But you play it like a xylophone. Most times it's like an actual like piano keyboard. But I mean, you could do it with a computer keyboard or whatever you want. But he uses a xylophone, which it makes it a very unusual approach, and he gets some really cool sounds out of it. And, you know, then a full rhythm section as well. You know.
Let's hear Yak Attack. Yeah. So Yak Attack, I noticed, have added some dates when you were first talking to us about them. They were going to be the Applegate Lodge on the 18th of October. Mm-hmm. They've also added, I see, the Talent Club on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Arcata at the Jambalaya on Thursday the 19th, and they'll be in Mount Shasta at the Vets Club on Saturday the 21st. So lots of chances to see Yak Attack around the region. This is, you mentioned a he, but it's actually several people, isn't it? I mean,
this is a trio. It's just like the one member that's his instrument, but it's like it's a full band, and you know, they've got a whole armada of different stuff that they bring with them to get a really like cool, like varied sound. But I mean, that's the kind of like electronic sound you would expect to hear out of like DJs and, you know, like electronic producers, you know, getting that kind of drum and bass and trance. It's cool. I like it.
It's interesting to see how music that you go see performed in public has evolved a bit. I mean, it's not just, it has to be like something you can dance to, and you know, you got obvious vocals and the songs are, you know, 3 to 6 minutes long, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, dance music tends to be longer form actually, because you don't want to break the once you get people into it, you don't want to break the spell, you know? So that's why DJ mixes run so long, and, you know, jam bands are known for playing, like, into infinity, you know, and that's kind of what their deal is, these 9-minute songs. I think the more interesting part is the proliferation of bands that it is really sort of like the influence of indie rock was bands that really would focus on trying to go the opposite direction, where they're going to come and they're going to do a 9-minute song and people are going to stand, but they really don't want you to like get into it. You know, it's the idea is to not encourage that sort of like, you know, monotonous behavior, but to, you know, stand there and just appreciate it deeply.
So listen, but don't dance.
Yeah. I mean, I always blamed Pavement for that, you know, because that was like their thing. They would like get upset when people were dancing. I was actually driving over and a Pavement song came on. I listened to it and I was like, this is kind of good. And then I looked and saw it was Pavement. I was like, God darn it. I've betrayed my own principles.
Darn you, Pavement.
Darn you, Pavement. You actually made a song I like. So upset with you right now.
All right, that was Yak Attack. We were just talking about Rising Appalachia or Appalachia next.
Rising Appalachia. These two girls, they're from the South, and they do a blend of like kind of like Americana, hillbilly, bluegrass, and hip-hop. And I've interviewed them before in the past about this, and they said that like, just that's what it's like growing up in the South. It's like one ear you got the banjo, the other ear you got the Dirty South hip hop, and they just, you can't grow up there and have it not like sort of blend together, and that they just see this as a natural melding of these two worlds. So I think we can hear a bit of that in this track we picked out.
Wise men say that rushing is violence, and so is your silence when it's rooted in compliance. To stand firm in loving defiance, make archer alliance, give voice to the fire. Move people to the beat of the wind, gather yourself and begin to dance the song until it ends. We are winners, champions of the light, forming in numbers and might. Keep the truth close in sight. And woman, medicine man, walk in with grace. I know your face and I trust your hand.
Rising Appalachia, that is an interesting sound.
Yeah, and they've come here a couple times, and they've always done well, and that's why, of course, they keep coming back. But, you know, so they're still local perennial favorites, but there's a reason why, you know, it's bringing the good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, so Rising Appalachia at the Armory in Ashland, I assume?
On the
19th of October.
Old Ashland Armory on October 19th.
And that brings us, Josh Gross, to the final band you're presenting, Odd Job Ensemble.
Ah, the Odd Job Ensemble. These guys are a hoot. They are out of Sonoma County. This is their first big national tour. Like, they've played here before a couple times, but this is their first going to be national tour. They're out for, like, a long time, and we're one of the first stops, so they're not, like, ragged and tired and, like, just, you know, pining for the sweet release of death at this point. So this is a good time to see them on the tour rather than the tail end. And they're kind of like a vaudeville act. Like, it's kind of based around accordion, stand-up bass, you know, jazz trio, but like with a lot of kookery mixed in.
All right, let's hear it. They do have some fun, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, and they say that they like people dancing, but they really like to play places where people just sit down and listen. And that's one of the reasons they really like the Hall in Grants Pass, where they're going to be playing. They've played there before, so they're going to be there on October 20th. I like that there's this sort of... that's kind of like, for a while it was like a style would arise and then it would just go away and it would be gone forever. And what I like about this sort of contemporary era is that everything's new. It's the whole everything old is new again. Every style is coming back somewhere.
I was thinking about that very thing, and the fact that you get sounds that meld. I mean, like, we had a hip hop bluegrass act that we talked about a month or two ago, mm-hmm, and then we have hip hop and Appalachian sounds just now. But the idea that there's always something changing. Somebody will always hear a sound that appeals to them on a level it didn't before, and they'll meld that with what they're already doing, and you get all kinds of new great things out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a great... The great rock critic Lester Bangs had said that, like, Elvis was the last, or was the Beatles, one of those was like the last unifying moment, that after that everything would fracture endlessly into micro niches and micro niches, where you just, you know, just get smaller and smaller micro scenes. But the thing about that I like about now, because that's definitely true, but what's now is you don't have to swear allegiance to one of them. You can move seamlessly between them, and you can go see the speed metal band one time and then walk across the street and see the vaudeville act and then go see the Dirty South hip-hop bluegrass group, and it's all good.
Sounds great. Josh Gross, yep. Joining us with Rogue Sounds once again. Thanks so much.
Yeah, glad to be here.